Blessed are the peacemakers, Kazakhstan joining Abraham Accords with more nations to follow. By Jasmine Jordan on November 6, 2025. Kazakhstan is becoming the newest participant in the Abraham Accords, with President Donald Trump indicating that additional countries are preparing to enter the agreements as well. President Trump posted on Truth Social, "I just held a great call between Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu of Israel and President Kasym Jomart Tokayev of Kazakhstan. Kazakhstan is the first country of my second term to join the Abraham Accords, the first of many. This is a major step forward in building bridges across the world. Today, more nations are lining up to embrace peace and prosperity through my Abraham Accords. We will soon announce a signing ceremony to make it official. And there are many more countries trying to join this club of strength. So much more to come in uniting countries for stability and growth, real progress, real results. Blessed are the peacemakers." Secretary of State Marco Rubio amplified the announcement, writing, "The American people have the ultimate advocate and champion for peace in it, real Donald Trump." President Trump continues to build on his record as the world's ultimate negotiator, with Kazakhstan's joining the historic Abraham Accords today. "We're thankful to Kazakhstan for supporting the president's mission to bring peace and stability around the world." Senior advisor Steve Witkoff previously told Breitbart News that there is big energy for 4 to 6 additional countries to join in the next couple of months, identifying Lebanon, Syria, Libya, Armenia, and Azerbaijan as possible entrants. The report noted Saudi Arabia remains the major potential addition and that talks with Riyadh are ongoing. Former Arkansas governor and ambassador to Israel Mike Huckabee similarly discussed future entrants during a Breitbart Founders Club roundtable, noting that Syria, Lebanon, and possibly Saudi Arabia could be among the next additions to the existing UAE, Bahrain, Morocco, and Sudan members. Huckabee pointed to the United Arab Emirates as an example of the type of economic and developmental improvements a nation could experience after normalizing relations with Israel. And he noted that the UAE had made multiple advancements over the years. Rubio recently met with Syria's interim president Ahmed al-Shara during the UN General Assembly for counterterrorism and sanctions-related discussions. Shara informed lawmakers at the time that he wants sanctions repealed permanently to create more stable investment conditions, even as he acknowledged that the Abraham Accords are not yet realistic for Syria due to issues involving Israeli-Syrian security disputes and the situation in Gaza. After winning the election in November 2024 and before being sworn in for his second term in January 2025, Trump said he would further the Abraham Accords after securing hostage releases in conjunction with the recent ceasefire. And earlier this year, he signaled to attendees at the 2025 Saudi-US Investment Forum that Saudi Arabia would join the agreement in their own time. The initial signings between Israel, Bahrain, and the United Arab Emirates occurred in September 2020. Syria's interim president, Ahmed al-Shara, is expected to visit the White House next week, with Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman scheduled for November 18.